Welcome to Conspiracy or Classified, the podcast where we dive deep into the shadows of conspiracy theories. I'm your host, Malik Mundy, and I will be guiding you through the web of mysteries that are surrounding us. Join us each week as we unravel threads of secrecy, exploring the unknown stories that challenge the mainstream narrative. Open your mind, question everything, and let's explore these uncharted territories together.
And I'm the co-host, James Noble.
And today, we're going to dive into dinosaurs. It's kind of I'm not really skeptical because most people don't really talk about it, but it's kind of one of those like what ifs or what happens, like if they were around, what happened to them, right? I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their own thoughts and opinions on dinosaurs. What you got to say about it, James?
I don't have too much knowledge about dinosaurs at all. Unless you want to talk about, we can talk about Jurassic Park. Other than that, I have no idea, you feel me?
But see, that's actually, that'll help us, you know, kind of guide us, Jurassic Park. You got an idea of Jurassic Park? You probably seen The Land Before Time, right, when you was younger. I mean, I did when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And it'll just kind of give us an outlook, a brief of basically what the dinosaurs are looking like. So, I mean, that's not all bad, but it isn't all good either. So to begin this, my opinion, I think dinosaurs are fake. They didn't exist. And that's kind of where I stand with it. I have some facts here. I did a little research over the break, over the weekend. And I guess I'm just going to kind of inform you on to some of the things that I found out about dinosaurs that y'all may find interesting. So when do you think dinosaur or fossils and fossil hunting came around?
When?
Yeah, like time period. Like,
shit.
You know, like there's like the 1900s, or was it before the 1900s? But you know what I'm saying? After the 1900s. Like,
yeah,
when do you think
way,
it all started?
Way, way before all that.
Way, way, way before all that. So way back.
Way before. I want to say way before humans got established.
So you think that there was something living here before humans was living here?
I think so.
Okay. I mean,
well,
nobody's wrong, nobody's right. Yeah. I'm just asking your opinion. So from my research and what I did, I found out that actually dinosaurs and all that came around the Gilded Ages. And the Gilded Ages were from like 1870 to the 1900s. And then the definition of the Gilded Age is like a humanity coma, like everybody's asleep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what a coma is. And then I went and I found out that they actually put a 1 in front of the 900 to make it 1900. Would you believe that?
Did it work?
They added a 1 in front of the 900.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the Gilded Ages was 1870 to 1900.
All right.
But dinosaurs really came on the cusp of the fall of Granada, which was in 492 to 900.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying that the, I don't want to say government, but whoever was ruling at the time put a 1 in front of the 900 after the fall of Granada. And if they put a 1 in front of the 900, they're basically taking 580 years of history. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're taking 580 years from history and then adding another 580 to make it even out to 1900.
Yeah.
And so basically, the British, or I said British, whoever was running and colonizing at this time, they added a total of 160 years to the calendar. So, I mean, that kind of, that'll set you up, put you in a time frame that's like, dinosaurs were here way before me. They're getting, mm-hmm. they're already, from what I read, they already took 1,000 years from us. And then the leader of the dinosaur rush, basically, because like when fossils came out, it was called like dinosaur wars or bone wars. But the front runner, the guy who led all this stuff, goes by the name Sir Richard Owens. He was of the British Royal Society. Basically, what he did with the British Royal Society is like he imported documents from China. And I'm talking about China whenever, you know, that China had the first ninja and the first ninja mm-hmm. was black, right? Mm-hmm. So when I say they're taking ancient China, receiving ancient things from China, we're talking about the black China, not the foreign China. And so once he was doing all that, basically they started to import poultry, you know, so they have an excess of bones, so they'll have more than what they need. And Sir Richard Owens, he actually had a deep down hatred for Darwin, and he was challenging his theory, you know, the Darwinism theory. Let me pull it up for you just so we were speaking, so we know words. Basically, Darwin defined evolution as descent with modification, the idea that the specifics can change over time given the rise of new species and the share of a common ancestor. So basically, Darwin's theory of evolution, like they said crocodiles were a dinosaur and they've evolved into what is now crocodiles, and they're, I don't know. But whenever he challenged Darwin to these theories, he created a thing called Classica Dinosauria. And Classica Dinosauria is basically what I said, bone wars, dinosaur wars, in a different language. And here's the crazy part. So whenever the creation and the idea of fossils, basically Sir Richard, he would draw and create these fossils. He took excess chicken bones, and then he put opium inside the chicken. And if you put opium inside a chicken, it makes a chicken inedible. Like, you can't eat it. And basically, whenever you put opium in chicken, and once they put the opium inside the chicken, it made the chicken poison. And then with the importation of the chicken bones, they also imported like buffalo bones, you know, bigger bones for bigger animals. But before they did that, they tried to use like mulch and bricks to create the fossils. I don't know any mulch or bricks that are earth tone, so I don't think that would have worked either. But when they created the dinosaur fossil, or actually, you know, did you know, this is a fact for everybody listening as well, did you know that there is no completely whole dinosaur fossil in the whole world?
That's my point.
Like, if there are 500 bones in a dinosaur, there's no dinosaur in any museum in America that has all 500 bones of the body.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of raise questions like, if they're so real, why can't we see? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know how I am. I challenge everything. If it is, even if they say that it's fact, I'm even going to go back and double back and do my own research for my own sake. So basically with dinosaurs, they were creating a history before man. They're creating a white history. But like, have you ever seen a black caveman?
Mm-mm.
Like in like a cartoon, anything. I've never seen a black caveman. Mm-mm. And so basically it's kind of like the creation of dinosaurs is the creation of white history, because they said cavemans were dwelling around with dinosaurs and things mm-hmm. like that. But I don't believe that either. But the reason that it was able to even go through is because the British were running they were running the world at that time. So basically whatever they say goes. Richard Owens, and he had a partner. His last name was Marsh. Charles Marsh. The two people were Edward Cope and Othniel Marsh. Both of these two guys got a grant from the Royal Museum to push dinosaurs to the forefront of science and all of that nice, good jazz. The Russian educational system, kindergarten, like it's spelled like kindergarten American, but the meaning of the word kindergarten in the Russian educational system was to dumb down humans. And so whenever they were going through this thing with dinosaurs, it was also under the system of kindergarten, which was to dumb down humans. Cope and Marsh, they eventually started beefing. You know what I'm saying? You know how like two people are really passionate about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Eventually they're going to have like a falling out or a disagreement. And so basically they were having disagreements about the anatomy of dinosaurs. Charles Marsh was telling Cope that basically you're putting the head where the tail is. It's not really making sense. And then this was the birth of paleontology. Now, some scientific type things. The way that they show us that the organs are arranged within dinosaurs, they wouldn't survive. I mean, like, it would just be impossible. And then I have a question for you. If you're the who do you consider the apex predator when dinosaurs are around? You consider it the T-Rex like everybody else? Because I kind of want to keep it open-ended. Like, you know, some people like flying animals. Some people like animals in the water. Okay. Well, can you describe a T-Rex for me? What do they look like? I mean, from what you've seen.
Legs big. Short arms.
Big head, big body, big legs, little arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why do you think that they would create an apex predator that actually has no arms? I mean, just for balancing purposes. Have you ever tried to run with your arms kind of tucked underneath your armpits and trying to run without moving, you know what I'm saying, moving the elbow of your arms? Have you ever tried that?
Like running without my arms moving?
Well, yeah, but not by your side.
So,
try to look like a T-Rex and run. Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay. Well, you know T-Rex has got super big heads.
Mm-hmm.
And so just think about the balance for a second. If they even said that T-Rexes can run 1,000 to 2,000 miles an hour. Crazy business. But if you're that big and running that fast with no arms to balance out, to counteract your weight from your head to your legs, you're going to fall on your face. Imagine if Peyton put on a football helmet 2 years ago. She's going to fall on her face just because her head's too big. Mm-hmm. Or the helmet. It's kind of the same idea. Like, there's no way that this could be the apex predator. I mean, and then there's animals that can fly. So how does he get animals that can fly? I mean, obviously he can bite them. But shit, what if three or four of them get on? He can't smack them around. I mean, he got a tail, but it's just you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. then those dinosaurs are so big and they only ate herbs.
Yeah.
Like gorillas, they eat fruits and vegetables and things like that. But do you really believe that there was enough resources for those big dinosaurs to eat whenever?
Nah. I guess my question with them is, if they went extinct, what caused them to go extinct?
That's the question I have. I mean, if they said it was a meteor, is that what they say? They say a meteor crashed into the earth and destroyed.
And wiped out every dinosaur that was been?
Allegedly. But okay, no, wait. How'd that happen if they say that an alligator isn't a descendant of a dinosaur? Mm-hmm. If that was the case, then the alligator wouldn't be around, right? Or am I stretching it?
No, that's true.
Or like lizards, like, you know what I'm saying? Like more so reptiles that are looking like quote unquote dinosaurs from back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but they basically took all this information, they separated them, got their own designs, and they just started to spread it around the whole continent. And then this kind of, it's going to maybe give us some answers. They had this thing called the Western Tail Tours. Wait. Went too fast. And so, like, basically the way that they created the fossils is they took all them extra chicken bones that they got from the opium chicken. So, basically, they just killed the chickens for the bones. They put poison in them and fed the poison to the slaves or the, yeah. And then, basically, if you break down the chicken bone and the buffalo bone, then you'll have, and add some water, you'll have a consistency of, like, paper mache. You know what that is?
Say it again.
Paper mache.
No.
So, like, you know, like, how they have those little African masks? Like, you can make, like, you know, how people use newspaper and glue and stuff?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same as, like, paper mache. So, they would create the bones with the water, the chicken bones, and then they would, not to mention that the creation that they are making of these fossils were illustrated by cartoonists that were famous around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So any idea that these guys had, they just went straight to a cartoonist and he basically made their idea come to life. Kind of like Disney right now. It's kind of crazy. Whatever you can think about, they put it in something. And so whenever they made these fossils, they would go out and they would buy land. They would buy land under dummy company names, you know, alias names, so you can never find out. Like, you know, the Georgia Guidestones. You heard of those?
Mm-mm.
Well, there's Georgia Guidestones. They're like, I wouldn't know how to explain it. I have to show it to you. But they're just a random thing in Georgia. And within the last few years, they have went and destroyed it, but they don't know who put it there. There's no creator, no person who put the money up for it, none of this stuff. So it's kind of like that idea. They all go buy land in a dummy company. Once they buy that land, basically, they'll just dig holes and replace the fossils within the land. And then that will take me to the part where it's like the Western Trail Tour. So they'll take these people on these tours of this land that they bought under different company names and charge people to go in. And then the people may find a bone or anything. And they would give the bones to the researchers to give to the paleontologists, and then they would give them fake information about the dinosaurs. And then there's, I wanted to ask Sean Tomes this, if dinosaurs were real, because I don't know his stance on this, but if dinosaurs were real, then why weren't they in the Bible? A lot of people on this earth lean on the Bible for information, for answers. The Bible said that we live in a firmament. I mean, I don't think the Earth's a circle. So, I mean, not to say that that's fact or fiction, but that's just an idea that people look into the Bible for answers. So why aren't dinosaurs in the Bible? And so basically I've came to the conclusion that they've been lying to us this whole time to sell us.
Of course.
To sell us some.
What haven't they lied about?
What haven't they lied about?
That's the thing.
Well, like, it's lying, but it's also like when you know people are going to be lazy and not do their due diligence and try to figure out for themselves
the truth or not.
Yeah.
But then again, it's also bad as well when you got schools teaching this.
Yes, schools are. It's funny to say schools are taught, but schools are taught the curriculum that they have to teach.
Yeah, they have to.
Because you have to hit all certain points on this to take
the ACTs
and tests like that.
The little standards they be having.
Standardized testing. And you know what they said? They might even be going away with standardized testing. But again, like, my mama asked me, because, like, I be doing my research, like, why wouldn't you be a teacher, you know, something? I'm like, I would, but, like, only if I could teach my own curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be able to teach history as I'm told. Like, the history that I'm saying as African-American men in the United States of America, we get told that everything's basically, anything good that's ever happened in history was by a white man. And I don't believe that. I believe that a lot of things they told us was lies. Like, I mean, I seen something where in the 16th chapel, I think the 16th chapel, but he has people of African-American descent on there. And it was like, draw the people you see. And that's just another thing that goes to show that black people have been around forever. The slave ship story, it's not real. We were in America before we were in Africa. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, they don't tell you what you want to hear, but they want to make you feel belittled. Like, mm-hmm. as a black man in America, they want you to make you feel like you're not as much as the white man. Like, when you walk in places, I'm sure there are white guys that are just staring at you, hoping that you just look down and look away. But in reality, if you look them in their face, they're going to look at the ground. And it's because they fear us. And it's like when you go to the gym, it's a better percentage of white guys in the gym. Mm-hmm. And we're the minority. So it's like, why should we be overextending our hand to these people? Like, say, just even saying, hey, why should we have to overextend our hand to even say, hey, when we're the minority and we feel uncomfortable in these places? Not even these places, like, uncomfortable everywhere we go. It's like, you're not accepted, but you just got to deal with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel that I don't put a box over myself, even though, like, school didn't teach me. School didn't really teach me a lot. Like, it taught me some of the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. But, like, if you want to go find real history and you want to know the truth, you got to do it on your own. And that's the thing that society doesn't want you to do. They don't want you to be a free spirit and go out and figure out things for yourself, because then you're considered a conspiracy theorist. And did you even know, like, the term conspiracy theorist didn't even come out until after the CIA was created?
Mm-mm.
So conspiracy theory is like a ploy just to put people in a filter to say that they're crazy. But why did it get created after the CIA? So many questions, but we're getting off track a little bit, but that's just trying to find a balance, a correlation between the two. So for all you Jurassic Park fans out there, it's fake. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's fake too.
Because even in the movies, how are them people supposed to survive in that movie, man? They not.
None of them is.
Mm-mm.
Like, even the ones where, like, there's certain animals you can train.
Right.
You can train a dog. You can, mm-hmm. you can train certain animals to be pets.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent. Yeah. You ain't finna train no dinosaur, Kes, to attack on your command. To protect you on your command. I'm sorry. That's just not happening. Like, in my opinion, it's just not happening. Don't know why.
Like, the story's fun. Like, I understand why you believe why you like that. The story's fun.
The storyline is believe good.
And, like, to be honest, I only came to this realization probably within the last 2 years about the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, man, like, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Crazy business. We talking about, because I was doing my research on, like I said, I went back and was looking at Da Vinci, and I was trying to figure out more about my history and things like that. And I ended up stumbling across fact or fiction, dinosaurs. And at this point, I don't know what to believe. I mean, I do know what to believe. I ain't going to say that and sound oblivious to what I've researched and what I've looked up. But it's like, I don't want to mess up anybody else's piece by saying my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a nephew that loves dinosaurs, but I ain't going to be the one to tell him they're not real. You know what I'm saying? That's wrong.
Yeah.
But we kind of running on a little long here today. I'm your host, Malik Mundy.
And I'm the co-host, James Noble.
Thank you for sitting with us talking about dinosaurs today. We might catch you next week. No, is next week spring break?
Next week spring break.
So we'll catch y'all in 2 weeks with another exciting topic. Holla.